Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies writing pitcher John.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 790 ESPN Radio Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. I'm glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 37-27. The Stockton Ports come in with a record of 26-37. And we have made it to the last game of the first half as these two teams will try to bring some momentum as the second half starts tomorrow night. The Fresno Grizzlies and the Ports have split the first two games of this six-game series. Fresno sits 4.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts in the California League North Division standings. While on the other side, the Stockton Ports, they come in with a record of 26-37, 15 games back of the Modesto Nuts in the California League North standings. So these two teams trying to find a way to bring some momentum here for Thursday night baseball. Last night, the Fresno Grizzlies beat the Ports by a score of 3-1 Wednesday night. The Grizzlies using their speed to their advantage, which included an early run thanks to a Felix triple. And then after Tenna tripled, a sacrifice fly from Nick Guile, allowing Tenna to score on the play. The Grizzlies would add two more runs later on after one wild pitch scored two runs. That's right. You heard it right. The left-hander for Stockton in Coro, he threw a wild pitch. He went to make the play at the plate, got tangled up with Fadrio Cruz. The ball got away and allowed Caleb Hobson to score from second. A run later on for Stockton was all they could muster as the Grizzlies held on 3-1. Left-hander Cannon Handy in his first start with Fresno, 4 scoreless innings. The bullpen threw 5 innings of 1-run ball after that. The win to Tyler Hoffman, the hold to Brady Hill, and the save to Sam Weatherly, his 5th of the season. So the Grizzlies looking to continue their winning ways. They have been outstanding against the Ports this year, 11-3 overall. They're 72-26 all time. And tonight they give the ball to left-hander Austin Emner, who comes in with a record of 0-4, a 4.65 ERA. Now, those numbers are deceiving because Emner has only received 5 runs of support over his last 8 starts this season. He'll be countered by Stockton right-hander Jefferson Jean. Jean has been both a reliever and a starter for the Ports this year, but will make his first start against Fresno. Jean, an 0-4 record, a 6.55 ERA, so both starters looking for their first win in 2024. So a great pitching matchup for Thursday night baseball as the Grizzlies and Ports get ready for first pitch. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney, and he joined me on the pregame show. Mahoney will make his 11th start of the season tomorrow, so we had to catch up with the South Carolina product and talk about some adjustments he's made since coming to professional baseball, which includes calling his own game. We also talked about, of course, the most recent rehab starter in Airmon Marquez and what he learned from the right-hander in just a short amount of time. And, of course, Mahoney had to tell us how excited he is for the second half. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Mahoney. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies writer and pitcher Jack Mahoney. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So 10 starts into the season. Talk about how this year has gone for you.
Yeah, it's been some positives, some negatives, but at the end of every week, I just try and learn from my start, whether it was good or bad. And just the adjustment to pro ball, obviously it's been a little different, but it's been super enjoyable. I feel like we have a lot of really good guys in the clubhouse and a lot of first-year guys too. So we're kind of learning as we go together, and it's been fun.
What are some adjustments that you've seen from college into pro ball then?
I just think the biggest thing is kind of calling my own game now. Never really had to call my own game. Obviously, I had a little bit of freedom when I was at school, you know, whether to shake on a pitch or not, but always just kind of trusted, you know, my coach was calling the game, so figured I couldn't get in trouble if the ball got hit or not because he called the pitch. But so now it's, you know, it's all on me, but kind of found a good rhythm with our catchers here and just working on that.
Let's talk about those catchers as well. Ben McCabe and Darius Perry. Mm-hmm. Talk about how amazing they've been for you so far.
Yeah, no, they work their butt off for us every day. If they're not playing the game, they, you know, unfortunately got to catch a lot of bullpens, a lot of touch and feels. So obviously super grateful for them with all their hard work. And it's really fun just kind of bouncing ideas off of each other too, like before starts, how we want to attack guys. So I think that's also been a cool part about pro ball.
You've been throwing a lot of strikes, and the walk totals have been down. Is that something that's been a big part of your game, or something that you're still trying to get better at?
No, obviously, I mean, every week, if you're going to get beat, you want them to beat you. You don't want to beat yourself with walks. So that's always kind of been something I've focused on, is just getting ahead in the count and trying to make them beat me, and not really beating myself. So I think that was a big part of kind of what got me to this point, too, is just always filling up the strike zone. So hopefully I can continue with that.
Facing the Stockton Ports, the last time you faced the Ports early on in the season, you were the California League Pitcher of the Week. Yeah. So talk about that award and how it means to you, but also facing that Ports team again.
No, I think the biggest thing with pro ball, obviously, especially in this league, is you face a lot of teams a lot, you know. And so I think adjusting from start to start, maybe changing up looks, getting different pitches across early, I think that's big. Not necessarily even needing to throw different pitches a lot. You just need to show them that you have it to kind of put in the back of their head. So I think that's been different also than college. And so, just changing up looks, but still just filling up the zone.
No, absolutely, too. Now, I'm a little bit surprised that you haven't gone and played second base during a little bit from your time back in college, too. But talking to Braylon Wimmer just the other day, you know, I know that, you know, you guys being, you know, at South Carolina, you guys want to go continue to play every day. Do you want to still play a little bit in the infield?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think sometimes, like, with the week between starts, it gets a little long sometimes. And so, you know, I wouldn't mind taking some ground balls. I don't know if Steve will let me, but no, but it's been good adjusting. You know, it's nice having the 7 days with your body adjusting to pro ball. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes I miss taking BP with some of the guys hitting balls, like, off the scoreboard right now during BP. But, no, I think I'm where I need to be.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we've had some guys that have just joined us, and McCade Brown, who pitched here a couple of years ago, and then Ermon Marquez being here. Yeah. Did you get a chance to pick both their brains a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. I'm actually locking ears with McCade right now. He's a really good dude, obviously has some experience, so it's been fun getting to know him and pick his brain about what pro ball and with his whole rehab process, just because we had the same surgery, but I got mine over with a couple years ago, so it's been good kind of just bouncing ideas off each other. And then obviously when you're in, you know, he came in, it was pretty incredible to watch him do what he does and how easy it was to him, and kind of seeing his routine every day was really cool. So just kind of try and take bits and pieces from people as I go and learn.
Let's talk about a couple of the other starters in the rotation that have continued to dominate. Isaiah Coupe out of the bullpen just the other day. He's been great. Lots of innings, lots of strikeouts. Jace Kaminska, Brian Perez. Talk about the rest of this rotation.
Yeah, no, it's a really good rotation. It's fun to watch kind of my friends pitch and compete, too. It's been good. I think especially all of us in the rotation, we all have our different strengths. And, you know, it's just really fun, like I said, to watch guys go do their thing and kind of pitch their strengths and see how different everyone is. And so, yeah, it's been fun, and especially just like I said earlier, going throughout this first season of pro ball together and trials and tribulations, you know, just err and, you know, learn from it. So it's been good.
And what can fans expect from the rest of the year from Jack Mahoney?
Just trying to still compete every week and hopefully get a Grizzly W.
No, that's the goal, and hopefully the second half is right around the corner. Thanks for taking time to this interview.
And we thank Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney for joining us on the pregame show. the number 19 prospect in the Rockies system. Again, a big thank you to Jack Mahoney. Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park as we get set for Thursday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. A big shout-out to Jorge back in the studios as we get set for Game 3 of this six-game series. The final day of the first half as the Grizzlies and Ports looking to bring some momentum into the second half. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports. They are the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, 26-37, under manager Javier Godard in his first season. Here is his lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Ryan Lasco. Batting second, the left fielder, number 2, Nelson Beltran. Batting third at first base, number 28, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 8, Nate Nankill. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 27, Carlos Franco. Batting sixth, the DH, number 22, Miles Naylor. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 3, Elvis Rijo. Batting eighth is the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 11, Derek Salome. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 18, Jefferson Jean. An 0-4 record, a 6.55 ERA for the 19-year-old in Jean. So once again, under manager Javier Godard, the Ports lineup will be Lasco, Beltran, Schofield, Sam, Nankill, Franco, Naylor, Rijo, Escorche, Salome, and Jean on the bump. And now, it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. 37-27 under reigning California League Manager of the Year Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second at third base for the first time, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting third at shortstop is number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth at DH, number 14, Felix Tanna. He has reached base safely in 23 straight games. Batting fifth, the newcomer, left fielder, number 15, Brad Cumbis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting seventh at first base, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Austin Aminer. An 0-4 record, a 4.65 ERA. So once again, for your Fresno Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis will be Hobson, Guile, Wimmer, Tanna, Cumbis, Cruz, Hinchman, McCabe, Tucker, and Aminer on the bump. There's your lineups tonight for the Ports and the Grizzlies as we get set for first pitch right around the corner. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park, as we get set for Thursday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies have split the first two games of this six-game series with their California League North Division foe, the Stockton Ports, as we get set for baseball. We'll have the national anthem right around the corner, a great pitching matchup in Jefferson Jean for the Ports, and Austin Emener for your Fresno Grizzlies. A 19-year-old in Jean, a 21-year-old in Emener. As we get ready for baseball, let's head down to the field as the Grizzlies are being announced by our PA announcer, Brandon Guthier.
Thank you.
Tonight's national anthem as we get set for first pitch here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome once again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 790 ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies give the ball to Austin Emener, who's warming up right now as we get ready for first pitch. A little bit behind schedule for first pitch as Emener finishes up his warm-ups to catcher Ben McCabe. The Stockton Ports will have center fielder Ryan Lasko leading things off with Nelson Beltran and then TJ Schofield Sam as we get ready here at Chuck Chancey Park. As the Grizzlies back on the airwaves on ESPN, we'll be on ESPN Radio the next four nights. A big thank you to Jorge back in the studios. We'll be on 790 tonight, and also on Saturday, we'll be on 1430 ESPN on tomorrow night, Friday, and then on Sunday to wrap up this six-game series. All right, McCabe throws the ball down, and we are ready for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. A beautiful night as we get ready. Austin Emener, the left-hander, takes on the righty in Ryan Lasko. As here comes tonight's first pitch, Emener will work out the full windup. And here comes his offering. And it is outside, and we are underway at 6:56 p.m. Count of one ball and no strikes. 91 degrees, clear skies. Here's the 1-0, and it's outside. Two balls and no strikes. Again, 91 degrees, clear skies. We have 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the 2-0 and a line drive out to left center field and a base hit. Hobson will play it on a couple bounces. Now Lasko going for two. The throw is perfect, and Lasko is out. Caleb Hobson, the perfect throw to second, and just like that, one out. Lasko will be awarded a single, but then on the throw, it goes 8-4 for the putout. It's the first hit of the night, but Lasko is cut at second base. On the replay on Bally Live, you can see the perfect throw from Hobson and a long wait for Tucker, the second baseman, as there is a perfect throw for the out. So now one out as here comes left fielder Nelson Beltran. And Beltran takes a strike quickly. No balls and two strikes to Beltran. The left fielder, as here comes the 0-2 from Emener. And it swung on and missed. And Emener has his first punch out of the night. As Beltran is out, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. So now two outs as it brings up first baseman TJ Schofield Sam, the only lefty in the Ports lineup this evening. Two outs here in the top of the first, just underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the pitch from Emener and a breaking ball inside. Count it 1-0. Austin Emener, three pitches, a fastball that can reach the low 90s. Slider and changeup. Here comes the 1-0, and he goes right back to the slider. Lifted in foul territory, long run, and the ball will not be caught by the third baseman, Guile, who slides close to the Ports dugout. And the count now, one ball and one strike. Austin Emener makes the start with home plate umpire Chad Lagana and the base umpire Drew Buffelli. So Emener has seen this crew before. Lagana got the behind the plate duties on Tuesday. As here comes the 1-1 to Schofield Sam. And Emener will throw a fastball that clips the outside part of the plate. Count at 1-2. 91 on the gun there from Emener. That's where he will sit with that fastball. As here comes the 1-2 offering. And it's a breaking ball swung on and missed. And Emener has a clean inning, which includes a pair of strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat right after this.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Ports and the Grizzlies, as Caleb Hobson will lead things off against right-hander Jefferson Jean. Caleb Hobson has become the new leadoff hitter for Fresno. His 22nd game now in the leadoff spot. As here comes the first pitch from the righty, and it swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Caleb Hobson, 6 for 15, 5 walks and a hit by pitch in his first plate appearance of the game. As here comes the 0-1, and it's outside, count of 1-1, and that's as a leadoff hitter for Fresno. Hobson reached base 3 times last night, which included a double and a pair of walks. 1-1 as Gene winds and deals, and it is just outside a little bit low. Count it 2-1. Caleb Hobson has had an outstanding season. As here comes the 2-1. And Hobson looks to bunt, and that is a called strike at the top of the zone. Count it 2-2. Batting 282, 2 home runs, 16 RBI. Hobson looking to get on base. As here comes the 2-2 from Jefferson Jean. The righty winds and deals, and it's outside. 3-2. Fastball in 96. That is the bread and butter for the right-hander. As the count now full, is Hobson looking to get on base. 3-2. And Hobson takes 4 outside and a leadoff walk. Classic Caleb Hobson is he's going to put pressure now on the base paths with third baseman Nick Guile striding to the plate. So Caleb Hobson now is 6 for 15 with 6 walks and 1 hit by pitch in his first at-bat. As it brings up Nick Guile, just his third week with Fresno. Guile, the Illinois State product, looks to advance Hobson. As there goes Hobson for a second, the pitch is inside, and Hobson is safe, and it wasn't close. 21st stolen base for Caleb Hobson. He is 21 for 24 on the season. And Hobson, when he's the leadoff batter, has swiped 16 bases. As a count at 0-1 to Guile is a called strike. So now runner at second here with no outs. Here comes the pitch from Jefferson Jean, and it's a called strike, quickly 0-2. As a catcher, Franco catching that ball in the outside part of the plate. Franco receives the ball a little bit out in front of the plate, as a count at 0-2. Jean will have to look back Hobson, though, as he has a great lead at second. Here comes the 0-2 as Jean watches as he will pick over, and the ball goes in center field, but now they're going to say that it was a pitch clock violation, and Franco is going to go talk to his pitcher in Gene. So a pitch clock violation, And the count now at one ball and two strikes. That ball was in a center field, and Hobson didn't take off. But that's because the home plate umpire in Chad Lagana said that Gene ran out of time. Base umpire Drew Buffelli putting his hands up as Hobson did not move. Fresno wearing their black unis, black and gold unis. They are 4-4 when sporting these jerseys. Second straight night wearing this combo. As here comes a 1-2 to Nick Guile. Gene will come set around the belt. Here comes the 1-2 offering. Hobson, great lead as Gene paying attention to him as that pitch is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Fresno's black and gold unis have the F-slash logo on the front. They also have the gold numbers plastered on the front and the back. As here comes the 2-2 to Guile. Hobson again, great lead at second. Here's the pitch, and Guile fouls it off. Fresno also has the black cap, the black bill, the Grizzlies gold bear logo on top of that black cap. Stockton back in their blue uniform. Stockton ran across the front. They have the white numbers on the back. Here comes the 2-2 again to Guile as Hobson leads from second. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off as Guile stays alive. And it ricochets all the way down to the first level from the press box. So count remains at two balls and two strikes as Guile stays alive. Hobson again leading from second. As the second baseman, Escorche, playing cat and mouse with Hobson. As Guile takes a pitch inside, and the count full, three balls and two strikes. Stockton, they're wearing their blue cap. They have the blue bill. They have the asparagus logo on the cap, one of their alter egos. It has become one of their favorite jerseys to wear. As here comes the 3-2, and it is called strike three, and Guile caught looking. Guile was heading down to first. Instead, he will head back to the dugout, as that's a big first strikeout for Gene. And it brings up shortstop Braylon Wimmer. Fresno, eight of their nine batters will hit from the right side against the righty in Jefferson Gene. Gene, an 0-4 record, a 6.55 ERA. As Braylon Wimmer with six homers at the dish. Gene looks back Hobson again, and the first pitch is outside. Count at 1-0. Runner at second with one out. Caleb Hobson, a leadoff walk, and then a stolen base. Nothing new to what Hobson has done over the past couple of weeks. We talked to him on the pregame show yesterday about his success at the leadoff spot. As Wimmer fouls off the pitch, and the count at 1-1. But Jefferson Gene, just 19 years old, makes his first start against Fresno. 6'3", 170 pounds. The Azua Dominican Republic native. Gene looks back the runner in Hobson. Here comes the 1-1 to Wimmer, and it's a called strike, count at 1-2. Gene, his ninth appearance this year, seventh start, an 0-4 record. He has one save this year. It was a right-hander split time between the ACL Athletics and Stockton. As here comes the 1-2 from Jefferson Gene. And Wimmer will take it outside. Two balls and two strikes. Good pitch from Gene trying to get Wimmer to chase after the off-speed. But Gene with the ports, his sixth start overall. And as we said on the year, he's made seven. As here comes the 2-2, and Wimmer, swing and a miss, 94, and Wimmer is out. Back-to-back punch-out to the runner in scoring position, and it brings up the designated hitter in Felix Tena. If you want to talk about hot, Felix Tena is the man for you at the dish. Tena has reached base safely in 23 straight games. That's from May 18th to June 19th, over a month that he has reached base safely. As here comes the pitch to Tena. And Tena will take a ball outside. Count at 1-0. He has at least one hit in 22 of those 23 contests, which included a two-hit game last night. He has a 12-game hit streak, and then now a 10-game hit streak. As here comes the pitch, and it is fouled off. Count at 1-1. The only game he did not receive a hit in, he went 0 for 2 but was beaned by 2 pitches. He still has reached base 23 straight games, and in that span is batting .326 with 11 extra base hits. Here comes the 1-1 from Gene. And it's a line drive to right field, a base hit. 11-game hit streak. Here comes Hobson. The throw is up the line. 10 and a second. He is safe. And just like that, it's 1-0 Fresno. Felix Tena, an RBI single. And he has reached base safely in 24 straight games. He continues to see beach balls at the dish. And Hobson scores as that throw was not close from the right fielder in Nankill. So Hobson, after the walk, comes in to score Tena, the RBI single. That is the first hit for Fresno and a run, as here comes Brad Cumbis. Just joined the Grizzlies yesterday from the ACO Rockies. Here comes the pitch from Gene, and it's high, count of 1-0. So one hit, one run, it was earned. He also has one walk, Gene, this inning, and now he faces Brad Cumbis, the Mississippi State product, the former tight end for the Bulldogs, as the 1-1, or the 1-0 is in the dirt, and the count now at 2 balls and no strikes, as he did not go around on the pitch. Brad Cumbis, as we said, was a tight end. He was a football player and a baseball player for Mississippi State, but decided to stay with baseball. 6'6", 235 pounds. Runner at second with 2 outs. Here comes the 2-0 from Gene. And Cumbis, that's a fly ball. Center field, it's hit well. It's at the wall. And it is going to be gone. Brad Cumbis leaves the yard. His first homer in a Grizzlies uniform. And it's 3-0. A big fly to center as Latsko barely missed it. And the Grizzlies explode for 3 runs here in the first. Brad Cumbis, a 2-run shot to center field. And just like that, Fresno has opened up the scoring tonight. His first 2 RBIs as well. His second extra base hit of the series. And Fresno out in front. 3-0, as Fajardo Cruz will foul it off, count at 0-1. So 3-0 as Cruz now, a 0-1 count, looks to continue this frame for Fresno, as that is inside. The count now 1-1. So the Grizzlies back-to-back RBI hits, 10 of the RBI single, Cumbis, the 2-run homer. Every Fresno batter this season has at least 1 home run. As here comes the 1-1, and a line drive, and a base hit to right field, and Cruz is on. 3 straight hits with 2 outs for Fresno. And the Grizzlies finding something early. They had 3 runs on Wednesday, and they had 3 runs on Tuesday. As here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman and a mound visit from pitching coach Gabriel Osuna. And some run support for Austin Emener, who only had 5 runs of support over the past 8 games that he has pitched in. So now make it 8-9 as the Grizzlies an early lead. And now the right-hander in Reisinger starts to get loose. Not the start that the Ports were looking for. And with 2 outs and a runner at first, here comes more trouble in Jason Hinchman. Hinchman, on Tuesday night, had a broken bat foul ball. The bat almost hit the third baseman, and the ball landed in Michelob Ultra down in left field near Fresno Social. That's how hard that ball went foul on the broken bat. Jason Hinchman has already had a double that was 110 miles per hour off the bat. That was in Stockton against these Ports, and now Hinchman with 2 home runs would love to add another 2-run shot to the docket. Here comes the pitch from Gene, as there goes Cruz for second. The pitch is outside. The throw is perfect, and the ball gets away from the second baseman, Escorche. The tag was applied so hard that the ball ended up scooting away, and Cruz has a stolen base. So runner at second now with two outs, and Cruz, with that stolen base, has his seventh of the season. So the count at 1-0 as Hinchman took that pitch for a ball. As Gene will look back the runner in Cruz. Here's the pitch, and Hinchman ground ball to second. Escorche is there. The throw to first is low and dug out by Schofield Sam to end the inning. But not before Fresno roars for three runs on three hits. There was also a walk in the inning. A two-run shot from Brad Cumbis. We head to the second. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Austin Emner's first pitch is high to Nate Nankill and the count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies a three-run bottom of the first. Now in the second, Emner with some run support as there is a called strike, count at 1-1. Brad Cumbis a two-run homer, Felix Tena the RBI single. As Emner winds and deals, here comes the 1-1 to Nankill. And that is inside. 2-0. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Here comes the 2-1. It's outside. 3-0. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. 3-1 from Emner on its way, and it's swung on and missed. Count at 3-2. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here comes a 3-2 from Emner. He will wind and deal. And it's a fly ball that will hit the seats and a souvenir for a fan. Count remains at 3-2. Again, a big thank you to Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino here in the top of the second. Austin Emner looking for a punch out. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off towards the Grizzlies dugout on the first base side. Count remains at 3-2. Emner, two punch outs in the first inning. As here comes another 3-2. And it is just outside, 4, and a leadoff walk. As Nankill will reach base. And Emner will now face Carlos Franco, the catcher for the Ports. Austin Emner, an 0-4 record of 4.65 ERA, makes his 11th start of this season. Emner, 6'4", 210 pounds. The lefty is 22 years old, born in Macon, Georgia. Celebrated his 22nd birthday at the beginning of this month. Drafted by the Rockies out of East Tennessee State, the Buccaneers in the 16th round in 2023. As here comes the pitch, that's a ball outside. Count at 1-0. Eminer spent 1 year at East Tennessee State, appearing in 15 games, making 8 starts. Prior to that, 2 years at North Alabama. As here comes the 1-0, it's high, 2 balls and no strikes. Now Eminer with the Grizzlies, and their number 6 man in this rotation, but he has made every start so far this year. His third appearance against the Ports, all starts. As the pitch is a called strike, count it 2-1. An 0-1 record, a 13.50 ERA. Now, the numbers don't speak to what he's done against the Ports. A lot of issues with control, but his first outing against Stockton, he was still learning how to start games. So he only lasted 3 innings in his first start at Banner Island Ballpark. And then in his second start, he actually was hit around a little bit over another 3 innings. So we'll see how long Eminer goes tonight. And here comes the 2-1 offering. And Eminer has a strike as that swung on and missed. Counted 2-2 to Franco. So Eminer back on the bump. Picked up a loss in his last outing against the Quakes in Rancho Cucamonga on June 13th. Allowed 6 earned runs over 4 2/3 innings. As that is fouled off, count remains at 2-2. But prior to that start, he had 3 really good outings against Visalia here at Chukchansey Park, and then in San Jose and in Modesto. 2 of his last 4 starts, he has gone 7 innings. As here comes the 2-2. And Eminer has a little blooper from Franco, and the right fielder in Cruz cannot make the catch. So it's a single for Franco, and Nankill gets the second. So the second hit now for Stockton, as here comes the designated hitter in Miles Naylor. 2 runners on with no outs as the Grizzlies maintaining a 3-0 lead. But now the top prospect on this Ports team and in the athletic system in Miles Naylor. Naylor has 4 walks in this series. He also has an RBI single. As Eminer looks back the runners, here's the pitch. And that's high for a ball, count at 1-0. With that pitch going high, Ben McCabe going to go talk to Eminer. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue, and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. We thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner and tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Mound visit over between McCabe and Eminer. Runners at first and second with no outs. As Eminer looking to throw a strike to Miles Naylor. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Count it 2-0. A slider that moved a little bit too much for the lefty. As Miles Naylor has had a great eye in this series. Naylor's first visit to Chukchansey Park. The Ports in 2024, their first visit to Fresno. As here comes the 2-0. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch down the zone. And the count at 2-1. This is the 3rd of 5 series between the clubs here in 2024. The first 2 series in Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark, where the Grizzlies have had tons of success. 40-8 all time at Banner Island Ballpark. As here comes the 2-1. That's a fly ball lifted to right field, but it will head into the crowd. Count at 2-2. And the Grizzlies, though, they are 72-26 all time against the Ports. So the Ports have found a little bit more success here than at their home ballpark against Fresno. The Grizzlies will make one more trip to Stockton, and then they will host the Ports in August here. As here comes the 2-2, and that's a fly ball, lifting a shallow right field. Cruz going a long way. Tucker, the second baseman ranging back, makes an outstanding catch for the first out. Tucker went a long way, and the West Virginia product makes an over-the-shoulder catch as Nankill and Franco stay put. So a big first out as here comes the third baseman in Elvis Rio. Rio just joined Stockton a couple weeks ago. The Puerto Rican, 5'11", 165 pounds. Started the year in Lansing, as he is now with Stockton. Rio, great metrics. You can see the bat ability on all of the back-end systems for Rio, which includes the ability to hit against lefties. And here against Eminer, a big opportunity, as that's a line drive out to center field, a base hit. And that gets in front of Hobson. Hobson has already thrown out one runner, so the third base coach for Stockton will hold up the runner, and the bases are loaded with one out. So Nankill to third, Franco to second, and Rio has a base hit. Third hit for the Ports, and now they have Ducks on the pond with one out for second baseman in Jose Escorche. Escorche last year with Stockton played here at Chukchansey Park, had a big series, and Escorche an opportunity to cut into this deficit for the Ports. Here comes the pitch from Eminer, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. That looked like the changeup from Eminer. Counted no balls in one strike. Grizzlies in double play depth. The corner infielders looking to possibly go home if the ball goes to them. Here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off. Counted 0-2, a slider that was right in the wheelhouse for Escorche. Counted 0-2. Escorche from Venezuela, 5'10", 145 pounds. Back with the Ports again. A very good defender, and the bat coming around. Here comes the 0-2, and that swung on and missed. Escorche, he could not catch up to the fastball at 90 miles per hour, and that's now two outs. Third strikeout for Eminer, the second out of the inning, and now it's Derek Salome, the Stockton Ports shortstop, and the nine-hole hitter. Salome had two hits yesterday, a pair of singles, of the four total hits for the Ports. Here comes the pitch from Eminer, and it's a line drive to center. Hobson trying to make up some space, and he does to end the inning. And Eminer works around, the bases loaded. We head to the bottom of the second. Grizzlies up 3-0. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 3-0. Fresno leads Stockton as Ben McCabe will lead things off for your Grizzlies. Ben McCabe is 0 for his last 21 as the Grizzlies catcher looks to get on base as the first pitch is a called strike and the count at 0-1 from Jefferson Jean. Ben McCabe went to UCF. He has one home run, three RBIs. Here's the pitch, and it's high. Counted one ball and one strike. McCabe, known for his defense, though, the bat still trying to find some character. As here comes the 1-1, and that is low. Two balls and a strike. But Ben McCabe was one of the best hitters in the American Athletic Conference last year before being selected by the Rockies. As here comes the 2-1, and McCabe, a line drive, and caught by the second baseman, and Escorche for the out. McCabe was right on that pitch. It was 77 miles per hour off the bat, but the ball looked like it was going to find a hole initially as Escorche made some ground and made the put out. As here comes the second baseman in Tevin Tucker. Tevin Tucker, just his third game back from injury, was sporting a hamstring issue. As here comes the pitch, and Tucker will bounce it foul. Count at 0-1 on the bunt attempt. Tevin Tucker, 24 years old, went to West Virginia, Petersburg, Virginia product. His brother, a lot of ties to the Red Sox, actually played ball with Jackie Bradley Jr. As that pitch is outside, counted 1-1. Tevin Tucker, though, he claims he's the better of his siblings when it comes to baseball. He signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies. As here comes the 1-1, swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Had a great final year with the Mountaineers in 2023, and then received the opportunity by the Rockies. Great defensive player. Bat is still a work in progress as he lines one out to left field. That ball sounded good, but it will be caught by the left fielder Beltran on the run. And that's the second out. Fresno, two very hard hit balls this inning, but haven't been able to find a gap. That was 92 off the bat. As here comes the center fielder, Caleb Hobson. Hobson walked, stole a base, and scored a run in his first at-bat. And with two outs, Fresno, they had scored three runs in the first, so maybe they can get something going right here. As Hobson takes a pitch low, count of 1-0. Caleb Hobson went to UT Martin, known for his speed, as here comes the 1-0, and that is inside. Counted 2-0. And we saw that speed on display back in the first inning. 2-0 to Hobson. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. Counted 2-1. Good fastball from Gene at 94 miles per hour. The 19-year-old in Gene, born January 29th, 2005. As that pitch is a called strike, quickly 2-2. Gene last year was in the ACL with the ACL Athletics, making two starts. And then 2022 was with the DSO Athletics. Not a lot prior to this year for Gene. But again, just 19 years old and a lot of promise for the hard-throwing righty. As here comes the 2-2, and it is called strike three, and Hobson caught looking. A 1-2-3 second for Gene. We head to the third. 3-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, Get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, 3-0 the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Ryan Lasko will lead things off for Stockton as he will pop one foul in the count and no balls and a strike. Austin Emmer back out for another inning of work after leaving the bases loaded in the bottom or the top of the second inning. As counted 0-1 to Ryan Lasko, who had a single but was thrown out trying to get to second. As he looks to bunt his way on, and the ball will roll foul. What a job for the Grizzlies to lay off that one. Emmer gets a little bit of a congratulations from McCabe for leaving that ball, as Emmer initially was going to pick it up and then let the ball just roll just a little bit more foul. Kyle picked it up. Now the count at 0-2 as Lasko was trying to get on with a sneaky bunt. Great job by Emmer to hold off, and the home plate umpire in Chad Lagana calling that one. So no balls in two strikes as Emmer looking for his fourth punch out of the game. Here comes the 0-2 to Lasko, and it swung on and missed, and there is that fourth punch out for the lefty as Lasko chased after an elevated fastball. First out of the inning as here comes the left fielder, Nelson Beltran. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today, as that is a check swing, and he did go around. Counted no balls and two strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. No balls, two strikes. Emmer winds and deals. And it is high for a ball, count at 1-2. Again, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics here in the top of the third inning. That number, 559-435-6263 today. As Beltran takes a pitch outside, two balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies lead 3-0, Austin Emmer with one out here in the third. That is swung on and missed, and Beltran didn't look like he wanted to go after it, but he should have, as he will head back to the dugout in disgust. That's the fifth strikeout for Emmer, second out of the inning, and it brings up first baseman TJ Schofield Sam. Austin Emmer, most strikeouts in a game so far, 8 this season. That was back on May 23rd against Visalia. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball, count at 1-0. Austin Emmer, lots of strikeouts this year, but consistently around that 7 strikeout mark. As here comes his 1-0 to Schofield Sam, and it's high, 2 balls and no strikes. Schofield Sam has been with the Ports for the past couple of years. 2021, he was with the Ports, and he's also been back here the past couple of years. Here comes the offering from Emmer, and it's going to plunk TJ Schofield Sam. A 2-out hit by pitch on a breaking ball that just did not break for Emmer. So there is a hit by pitch as it'll bring up Nate Nankill, who drew a walk his first time. But back to Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam has been up and down between the ACL Athletics, Stockton, and High A Lansing. Schofield Sam has played about 5 or 6 different positions and now has exclusively become a lefty. As here's a fly ball to right, hit well. Cruz coming in, and he will make the catch to end the inning. The Grizzlies, they lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota.
sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning as here's a high fly ball out to left field. Nick Guile is going to be retired by the left fielder in Beltran for the out. And now Guile is 0-for-2. Bottom of the third inning here at Chuck Chancey Park. 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Braylon Wimmer will stride to the plate. Struck out swinging his first time against Jefferson Jean. Jean will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. It's outside. Count of 1-0. Fresno has scored 3 runs now in 3 straight games. The Grizzlies have been able to score their runs early. As here comes the 1-0, and it's outside. 2-0. Braylon Wimmer, he's been a big reason why. 6 homers tied for the team lead with the newly promoted G.J. Hill, who's now in High A Spokane. Here's the 2-0, swung on and missed, counted 2-1. But Wimmer has been good throughout the season, batting .277 coming into tonight's game. As here comes the 2-1 offering. And that pitch is inside. Did it hit Wimmer? It did. And he will head down to first. So a 1-out hit by pitch. And Wimmer will waltz to first base. As here comes the DH and Felix Tena. 1-for-1 with an RBI single and a run scored. So both pitchers now have beamed a batter. As Tena looking to extend this inning for Fresno, and Tena, who had 2 hits yesterday, looking for another multi-hit night. Here comes the pitch from Jean as Wimmer, good lead over at first, and that is swung on and missed. The ball gets away from Franco, and up to second goes Wimmer. So a wild pitch will put a runner in scoring position here with 1 out. As it counted 0-1 to Tena, who chased after the slider from Jean. Felix Tena is just 20 years old from Palenque, Dominican Republic, so a battle of Dominicans. As here comes the 0-1, and Tena swing and a miss, went after another pitch way outside, counted 0-2. So Tena chases after another pitch, and now the swing-happy Tena trying to find a way to get himself on and maybe poke another RBI. As here's the 0-2, and Tena fouls off the offering. Looked like a slider there from Jean. Count remains at 0-2. Bottom of the third inning, Felix Tena at the dish. Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Final game of this first half. Here comes the 0-2. And it's inside. Did it hit Tena? And it didn't. Count at 1-2. Tena, we have ice. Don't worry about it. 1-2. Runner at second with one out. Gene looks back to runner Wimmer, who's 10 for 10 stolen bases this year, as he takes for third and a ground ball to third, and it gets past the third baseman, and now Wimmer will stop at third base as he thought that ball maybe had a chance for him to score. The shortstop and Salone backing up Rio. That was a very tough play for the third baseman in Rio to make. So Tenno will reach Wimmer to third. He was going on a possible stolen base, and now Javier Godard coming out to talk to the base umpire and Drew Buffelli, trying to see if there was interference on that play. Wimmer might have turned an ankle as well, trying to round third. He looks to be okay initially, but now runners at the corners here. We're still waiting for the official ruling on that one, but Wimmer did get tangled up with the third baseman. And everybody is safe for the time being with one out, as Brad Cumbis, who already is 1-for-1 with the two-run homer, can now drive in some more runs as the Grizzlies two runners on and one out. Still waiting for the official ruling. A tough ball for Rio to make something happen. And it's going to be a single for Tenno, so he is now 2-for-2. That's the fourth hit for Fresno. So now runners at first and third, and now Cumbis. Here comes the pitch, and he will take it outside. Count at 1-0 as Franco tried backhanding that ball. The Grizzlies looking to extend their early lead. Brad Cumbis, drafted in the ninth round in 2022, spent the whole 2023 season on the injured list. Here comes the pitch, and Cumbis swing and a miss. Count at 1-1. Went after an off-speed pitch on the inside part of the plate. Cumbis, as we said, second game with Fresno, part of three transactions yesterday for the Grizzlies. As a lefty starts to get loose, here comes the 1-1 to Cumbis. As Gene will check on the runner Tenno, who's back safely at first. So the count remains at 1-1. As Diego Barrera starts to get loose, the only lefty available in Stockton's bullpen tonight. Here comes the 1-1 offering as Gene comes set around the belt, and that is outside 2-1. Derek Coro, the other lefty for Stockton, he went three innings yesterday in relief, so he is unavailable. As the Grizzlies, a very right-laden lineup, trying to get going as Cumbis takes a 2-1 outside, 3-0. So runners at first and third with one out. Fresno leads 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Brad Cumbis, a two-run homer in his first at-bat, trying to bring in some more runs. Here comes the 3-1 from Jefferson Gene. And Cumbis, swing and a miss, a slider that darted outside. Count full, 3-2. Now, of course, with only one out, Tenno doesn't have to go on this pitch, but the Grizzlies very heavy on running these situations. Tenno, 4-for-6 in stolen base chances this year. Here comes the 3-2 to Cumbis, and he will take ball four way outside as it loads the bases. So Tenno skedaddles to second. Cumbis will head over to first on the walk. That's the second walk for Gene. Now bases loaded, one out, and it's Fadrio Cruz who has a single to right field. He also added a stolen base as the Grizzlies have put pressure on Stockton all night. San Jose beating Modesto 4-0 in the other North Division matchup. The Grizzlies will travel to San Jose next week for a six-game series. As Fadrio Cruz with ducks on the pond, frogs on the lily pad. Here's the pitch outside. Count at 1-0. Cruz has two home runs this year, which includes one against the Stockton Ports, anchoring a win for Fresno. As here comes the 1-0, and Cruz, ground ball, and a base hit. All aboard the Fadrio Cruz. It's going to be a 2-RBI single, and it's 5-0 Fresno. Fadrio Cruz now 2-for-2. He's got back-to-back multi-hit games, and the Grizzlies lengthen their lead. Wimmer comes in to score. Tenna was right behind him. Cumbis on his horse gets to third. And Fajardo Cruz now is 2-for-2 with a 2-RBI single. Second hit for Fresno. 2 runs now this inning. They have 5 hits overall and 5 runs. As now it's Jason Hinchman who's 0-for-1. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. Count at 1-0. So Fresno, 5 runs on 5 hits. There's been 2 walks and a hit by pitch, and Fresno have been big with runners in scoring position tonight. First and third, 1 out for Hinchman. Here comes the 1-0, and it's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Jason Hinchman, the Tennessee Tech product, led the Ohio Valley Conference with 70 career home runs. Here comes the 2-0 from the righty Gene to Hinchman. Long pause, and with 1 second, he will check on the runner Cruz, who's back safely. That was a moment where Gene did not want to have his second pitch clock violation. Jason Hinchman, can he drive one right here? 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch, and Hinchman takes it outside. 3 balls and no strikes, and Gene has lost all control as Barrera looks ready down in that bullpen. Ben McCabe on deck with runners at first and third and 1 out. Hinchman with 25 RBI. Here comes the pitch, and it is high, ball 4, and the bases are juiced once again. Another walk issued by Gene is 3rd of the game, 2nd of the inning, and that will do it for the right-hander, as here comes manager Javier Godard out of the dugout. We will have a pitching change right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are still in the bottom of the third. Fresno has the bases loaded and only 1 out as Ben McCabe strides to the plate against lefty Diego Barrera. Fresno already 2 runs here in the frame as the first pitch is swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. But the Grizzlies a 5-0 lead. They have 5 runs on 5 hits and they have taking out the starter in Jefferson Gene. As here's the 0-1 to McCabe, and he will ground it foul. And the count at 0-2 is Franco, the catcher, quickly up from his catching position, trying to make the play. So count now at 0 balls and 2 strikes. McCabe 0-for-1, lined out to the second baseman, Escorche, in his first at-bat. It's counted 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lefty Barrera ready. Here comes the pitch outside. Count at 1-2. Second time we've seen Barrera in this series, but the Ports bullpen has been great so far in these first 2 games. 11 innings, no runs allowed. As here comes the 1-2, and McCabe takes it outside. Two balls and two strikes. Barrera, he is 6 feet, 165 pounds from Fontana, California. As here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball. This could be two, and it goes underneath the glove of Escort J, and everybody is safe. The second baseman was looking to turn two, and he put his eye away from the ball, and another run will score. Cumbus makes it 6-0 Fresno. Cruz to third, Hinchman a second. It's going to be E4, no RBI for McCabe. The first error for Stockton. And another run, it will be unearned towards Gene's line for the time being. And now Tevin Tucker with one out, and the bases are still loaded. As here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. So E4 on Escort Che. Cruz the runner at third, Hinchman a second. McCabe now at first, and Tevin Tucker lined out to left field looking to expand this lead. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. No balls and two strikes to Tevin Tucker. As we said, just off an injury. Was not put on the injured list, though, as he was taking it day by day. As here comes the 0-2 to Tevin Tucker. And Tucker will line one into right field, a base hit. That will score at least one. Hinchman, he is rounding third. He's heading to the plate. Here's the throw. It is going to be not in time. A two RBI single for Tevin Tucker. And Fresno roaring ahead 8-0. A 5-run third inning for the Grizzlies. And the inning will continue as Tucker delivers with a two RBI single to right. McCabe stops at second. Cruz and Hinchman both score, all with one out, as here comes the ninth batter of the inning in Caleb Hobson. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Hobson 0-1, a walk, stolen base, and a run. Fresno has scored 5 runs here in this inning. They have only 3 hits, though. As here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it's outside. Count now with 1-1. So all those runs will be charged to Gene. His line is not done, as we're still waiting the runs versus unearned part. As here comes the pitch to Hobson, swings and misses. Count at 1-2. But Fresno leads 8-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Gene allowed 5 hits. Barrera has allowed just 1 hit so far. Runners at first and second with 1 out and the ninth batter this inning. As Hobson takes a pitch outside, 2-2. The Grizzlies trying to make a dent to the line right now. 3 runs in the first, 5 here in the third. Here comes the 2-2 to Hobson, and it is called strike 3, and he's caught looking once again. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Barrera. And here comes Nick Guile, who's 0-2. Now, if you're keeping score at home, make sure you extend it to the next half inning in your scorebook. So the Grizzlies still here in the third inning, their 10th batter to come to the dish. As Nick Guile, he started the frame with a flyout. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Count at 1-0. But Fresno, hit by pitch, single, walk, single, walk. E4, single, and then a strikeout to Hobson. So now 2 outs, runners at first and second. As here comes the pitch, and it's a line drive and a great play from the shortstop, Salome, who goes to second to end the inning. Guile hit that one on the nose at 100 miles per hour to end the frame. But Fresno, 5 runs on 3 hits, which includes a 2 RBI single from Tevin Tucker and Fadrio Cruz. 8-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope. and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 8-0. Fresno leads Stockton. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. As the first pitch of Carlos Franco is inside from Austin Emener. Again, they have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As we thank Express Furniture Rental, the Grizzlies, 8-0. They have given 8 runs of support to Austin Emener. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike. And the count now at 3-0. Emener sat for a very long time in the dugout, so usually you'll see pitchers not be able to find the strike zone when they come back to the mound. As here's a line drive to center, Hobson racing over, and like a gazelle, makes the catch for the out. Caleb Hobson was known for his defense at UT Martin for the Skyhawks. His defense, he did not make an error in his final year at UT Martin. You can see the speed and the ability to close the gap on fly balls. As here comes the DH in Miles Naylor, batting 179, 7 homers, 30 RBIs. He fouls off the first pitch, count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies, 5 runs in that third inning, and it ends the line for Jefferson Jean, 2 1/3 innings. 5 hits, 8 runs, all earned, 3 walks, 1 hit by pitch. He also had 3 punch outs. So if you think about that, 5 hits, 3 walks, a hit by pitch, there was also an error. So if you add that all together, about 10 base runners, and the Grizzlies scoring the majority of them. As here's a line drive by Naylor to left field, a base hit. Cumbis will play it on a bounce as Naylor will stop at first. It's a one-out single as Naylor has his second hit of the series. And that's the fourth hit for the Ports. As it brings up the third baseman in Elvis Rio, who is 1-for-1 with a single. Austin Emener, though, with that run support, would love to pick up his first professional win. The former Buccaneer, he was outstanding while at East Tennessee State. As here comes the pitch, and that's a little fly ball out to right, and Cruz is there, and he makes the catch for the second out. So 2 outs now as it brings up the second baseman in Jose Escorche. But Emener, as you noticed, East Tennessee State. I've said UT Martin for Caleb Hobson. I've said Tennessee Tech for Jason Hinchman. I think you can tell the trend. A lot of Tennessee colleges. The Grizzlies have had a few players at Tennessee this season, and the Rockies over their past draft had even more players, some that are down in the ACL and some in High A Spokane. Emener just one of them. Other guys we may see later this year, reliever Hunter Mann, he's down with the ACL Rockies. Chase Dahlander, the first-round pick by the Rockies. He went to Tennessee. So did Seth Halverson, a relief pitcher in Double-A Hartford. There's a count at 2 balls and no strikes. So a plethora of arms down there for those Tennessee colleges. As here comes the 2-0, and that's outside. 3 balls and no strikes. And the Grizzlies taking advantage of it. We've seen great play so far and great outing from Eminer in this contest. 3 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. Here comes the 3-0, and that is high ball 4. So Naylor will head to second. Escorche will skedaddle to first. Second walk by Eminer, and with 2 outs, he'll bring up the shortstop in Derek Salome. Salome, his first time up at the dish. He lined out to center field with the bases loaded. And now with 2 runners on, Salome, who only has 5 RBI, trying to cut into this 8-0 deficit for Stockton. There's the pitch from Eminer, and it's high, count at 1-0. As here comes a mound visit from Ben McCabe. Manco Abbott in Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Mound visit over as Eminer looking to get the 3rd out of this inning as that pitch is high and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Fastball at 89 miles per hour. Here on June 20th, crazy to think that we're just a couple weeks away, 2 exactly, for the 4th of July. As that's outside, count at 3 balls and no strikes. One of the biggest nights here at Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 3-0 from Eminer. And it is a called strike, count at 3-1 as Salome was ready to spearhead that bat towards his dugout. Count at 3-1. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Eminer only up to 64 pitches. And the 3-1 is lined in a center field, a base hit. This should score a run for the Ports as the throw is going to be cut off. It's now 8-1 as Salome finally delivers with the RBI single. The bottom of this Ports lineup doing the damage as Naylor comes in to score. Escorche gets to third on the single. Second hit and a run. First run allowed by Eminer. Now 8-1 here in the 4th inning. And here comes Ryan Lasko, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Here in the top of the 4th inning, again on June 20th. As Austin Eminer, we'll look back the runners at the corners. Here comes his first pitch to Lasko, and it's a called strike. No, just inside. Count at 1-0. Ben McCabe tried framing that pitch back into the zone. Did not get the called strike as here comes a mound visit. Count at 1 ball and no strikes. 8-1 Fresno. They lead Stockton. We were just talking about the 4th of July. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Grizzlies, though, a lot of promotions coming up this weekend, and we hope you can join us tomorrow, halfway to Grizzmas. The greatest gift of all, the second half starts between Stockton and Fresno. We also have Friday Night Fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. We'll be back on the ESPN airwaves, and we hope you can join us. On Saturday, June 22nd at 6.50 p.m., it's Diversity and Inclusion Night. Joe Torre Safe at Home Night and Community Outreach Night presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. We'll have a lot of booths on our concourse as we celebrate inclusion here at the ballpark. As Lasko swings and misses, count at 1-1. Again, grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. It's going to be a couple warm nights, but we hope you can enjoy your red-hot Fresno Grizzlies. And finally, on Sunday, June 23rd at 5.05 p.m., Picklepalooza. You're going to relish the night as the Grizzlies finish up the series against the Stockton Ports. And again, Picklepalooza returns. It's number two. As the count in two balls and one strike, here comes the pitch, and that is strike two, 2-2. But again, Picklepalooza will have a lot of pickle themed at the ballpark, and of course, we hope we see a pickle during the game. Last night, Braylon Wimmer won in a pickle after he was caught at first base on a pickoff, ended up getting to second. As the 2-2 is fouled off by Lasko, count remains the same. But again, a weekend worth of fun. And then the next home game for Fresno will be July 4th again for Independence Day, the biggest night of the year here at Chukchansey Park. Tickets are going fast, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 2-2 from Eminer, and it's fouled off by Lasko as he stays alive. Fastball at 92 up in the zone. Eminer looking for his sixth punch out, has ran into a little bit of trouble here in the fourth inning. Just one run allowed, and he would like to keep it at just that. Trying to keep the Ports at bay as here comes the 2-2 to the Ports center fielder. And it is called strike three, and that will end the frame. Eminer, six punch outs as the Ports get on the board. 8-1 Fresno, we head to the bottom of the fourth right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 8-1. The Grizzlies lead the Ports. As now, we have a defensive change. As center fielder Ryan Lasko is being taken out of the game. Manager Javier Godard came out of the dugout, and he motioned to Lasko. And Lasko is heading off the field as he will give his paper that's in his hat to the new center fielder, and it's Clark Elliott. Ryan Lasko is coming off the field, and we don't know exactly why. But usually when you see stuff like this, you think call-up, you think trade. So we will see where Elliott or why Elliott is in the game and Lasko leaves. As Wimmer will foul off the first pitch from lefty Diego Barrera. Lasko was called out on strikes to end the fourth inning. And now has been taken out of this game. As that is outside. And the count now 1-1. So a new center fielder will be number 4. Clark Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. He is a lefty, as that's a called strike to Wimmer. Count it 1-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, 8-1, and Lasko is hurrying to the clubhouse. That is a very interesting situation, as here's a fly ball out to left center field. That ball's hit well, and it gets down. Extra bases for Wimmer. He will coast in a second base, and he has a leadoff double. Braylon Wimmer has his first hit of the game, and the Grizzlies right back in business with their seventh hit of the contest. As here comes the DH in Felix Tena. He's 2-for-2, an RBI single. He also has 2 runs scored. But Ryan Lasko is headed to the clubhouse, and we don't know why, as he swings and misses Tena, the count at 0-1. But we can only assume now it's either a call-up or a trade for Lasko. You would not head to the dugout in that kind of manner. As here comes the 0-1 to Tena. And it is low, count of 1-1. So we'll have to watch the news now to see what will happen for Ryan Lasko. 1-1. Runner at second with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. As here's a ground ball, and Wimmer heading to third. The throw is on time, and he's out. Good throw from the shortstop, Salome, and Wimmer is out going to third. So Tena will reach on the fielder's choice. It goes 6-5 on the putout. And with one away, here comes the left fielder, Brad Cumbis. 1-for-1, a 2 RBI home run. That was back in the first inning. He also has a walk, 2 runs scored tonight. So fielder's choice, 6-5 officially. 8-1 Fresno, as that pitch runs inside. Count of 1-1. And no strikes. Brad Cumbis, 6-6. As here comes the 1-0. As Barrera comes set, looks back the runner, Tena at first. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Count it 2-0. So 2-0. As Barrera trying to get through this inning unscathed. Here comes the pitch to Cumbis. As Tena's soft lead over at first. And Cumbis fouls it off. Brad Cumbis, the Mississippi State product, as we said, was a tight end at Mississippi State. Didn't play as much, but did record a couple receptions in their game against Alabama. Here comes the pitch to Cumbis outside, and now he has a count where he is looking for a perfect pitch. A specific box that Cumbis will look for right here as he looks to drive maybe a second homer of the game. The Grizzlies have not had 2 homers in a game yet this season by one player. Here comes the pitch, and there's a called strike. The count full, 3-2. 8-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Game 3 of this 6-game series. We're glad you could join us. 3-2. Barrera ready to go. Here comes his offering. And it swung on and foul tipped. And that is a strikeout. That is the second strikeout for Barrera. Second out of the inning. And it will bring up right fielder Fadro Cruz. 2-for-2 with 2 RBI. He also has a run scored. With 2 outs and a runner at first, Fresno looking for another 2-out rally. As it's going to get away, and it did a hit Cruz. Instead, it goes off the glove of the catcher in Franco. And up to second goes Tena. I believe that's a wild pitch initially that Franco, the catcher, had to stand up for. But initially, the reaction by both the batter in Cruz, the runner in Tena, and even the catcher Franco, they thought that maybe there was an opportunity he could have caught it. It is a wild pitch, though, as Barrera will see Cruz swing and miss, count at 1-1. So a wild pitch, Tena to second. So now with 2 outs, a runner in scoring position, and Cruz looking for a 3 RBI game. As here comes the pitch from the lefty, Barrera looks back the runner, and that is outside. Cruz has a 1-2 count to him. As there's action again, looks like Reisinger is now getting loose down in that Ports pen. Here comes the pitch from Barrera. And a check swing, and Cruz did not go around. Counted two balls and two strikes. I know the check swing's been popular among the Rockies lately, especially that game against the Dodgers two nights ago. He did go around Hernandez, the former Fresno Grizzly outfielder. As here comes the 2-2 offering to Fadrio Cruz, and it's high, three balls and two strikes. And Cruz looking to get on base now for a third time. Waiting on deck is Jason Hinchman. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second is Tenna. Here's the pitch, and Cruz a little foul ball, and we'll do it again at three balls and two strikes. And there is a Porta Subs prized ball here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fadrio Cruz trying to get on base once again. The Grizzlies lead by seven runs. Here comes the pitch, and it is called strike three, and Barrera wins the battle as Cruz caught looking. So the Grizzlies, no runs as we head to the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As Austin Emener on the bump. As here's a fly ball, this is out to shallow second base. Now the shortstop Wimmer is there, and he will make the catch. And Beltran is retired. One pitch and one out as it brings up the first baseman in TJ Schofield, Sam. 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. As Austin Emener trying to get through five innings and be in line for his first professional win. Hey Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Here comes a pitch from Emener. It is a called strike, and the count at 0-2. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms. Here's the pitch, line drive out to right center field. Cruz a long way, he won't get there. It splits the gaps. Extra bases for Schofield Sam. He's looking to go to three, and he will get there as the ball finally being thrown in. It's a one-out triple for Schofield Sam. And for Stockton, that's just their sixth hit of the game. As here comes Nate Nankill 0-for-1 with a walk. Again, their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. Line drive to short, and Wimmer makes the catch and then the spin to see if the runner at third, Schofield Sam, was leaving. He wasn't, and that is the second out. Nankill hit that right on the button, and Wimmer was there. Two away now, as Carlos Franco, who's one for two, will come to the dish. But again, a big thank you to Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the top of the fifth. Fly ball to right field. Cruz, he will settle underneath it and make the catch. And Eminer is through five innings of one-run ball. He's now in line for his first professional win. We head to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton as Jason Hinchman will lead things off against the right-hander in Tom Reisinger out of the Ports bullpen. As the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0. So Diego Barrera is done for the night as he was a bridge to Reisinger. As that pitch is inside, two balls and no strikes. Reisinger wears the number 21 on the back of his jersey. First name Tom, last name Reisinger, R-E-I. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, a line drive, couple bounces to Escorche, who bobbles it over to first, and Hinchman is out by an eyelash. It goes 4-3. That was a close play, and the first out of the inning, as here comes the catcher, Ben McCabe, 0 for 2, reached on an error in his previous at-bat. But Reisinger, R-E-I, and then Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R, but pronounced Reisinger, and he will take over on the bump. As here comes the pitch to McCabe, and it's inside, count at 1-0. So Tom Reisinger, the third pitcher for Stockton. Final line for Diego Barrera, the lefty, as here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good sliders, McCabe way out in front of it. The count at 1-2. But 1-2/3 innings for Barrera. Two hits, no runs, no walks, and three punch-outs. Here comes the pitch, and McCabe will take a pitch outside. Count now at 2-1. To Ben McCabe. McCabe, a liner in his first at bat to second. Here comes the pitch. And McCabe, that's a high pop up out to center field. The new center fielder and making the catch is Elliott for the out. And it's now two outs as Elliott makes the play and McCabe is out. As here comes the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. Tucker 1-for-2, a 2-RBI single back in the third inning. As Reisinger looking for a 1-2-3 frame, and the bullpen for Stockton has still not allowed a run yet. 12 2/3 scoreless innings. As that's outside, count at 1-0. Tevin Tucker. As here comes the 1-0 as Reisinger winds and deals. And that is down the right field line and out of play. Count of 1-1. Action Town in that Grizzlies bullpen. Wardo Fernandez getting loose. Fernandez has not thrown in over a week. As here comes the 1-1 to Tucker. And the count now at 1-2. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. So 1-2 as Reisinger just 10 pitches so far into this outing, looking for a clean frame. Here's the pitch. And a line drive. That's out to left field. A long run, and it's caught by the left fielder Beltran to end the inning. Reisinger, 1-2-3. We head to the sixth right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton as Miles Naylor will lead things off as the first pitch from Wardo Fernandez is inside. So Fernandez will take over for Austin Emener, who leaves the game after 5 innings of work, as Fernandez will watch as Naylor calls time. So Emener, 5 innings, 6 hits, 1 run it was earned, 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 6 strikeouts. Here's a pitch from Fernandez. That ball is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. It'll be Naylor, Rijo, Escorche here in the sixth inning against Wardo Fernandez. W-U-A-R-D-O, Wardo. As here comes the pitch. That's a called strike. Count it 2-1. Fernandez, 6'1", 168 pounds. The 23-year-old is from Maracay, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2018. Here comes the pitch, and here's a high fly ball out to left field, but playable as Cumbis is ranging over, and he will make the catch for the first out. It goes F7, as here comes Elvis Rijo, who's 1-for-2. As Wardo Fernandez looking for a 1-2-3 frame. As we said, Fernandez has not pitched in a couple games. He's only made this is only his second appearance of the game. He made one appearance. That was over 10 days ago in Modesto, allowed a couple runs in just 2/3 of an inning. As that is swung on a miss, count at 0-1. The fastball can reach the mid-90s to the upper 90s and has touched 100 over the past year. As here's a line drive out to left field and a one-out single as Rijo is now 2-for-3. And that is the 7th hit now for Stockton. As here comes Jose Escorche, 0-for-1 with a walk. But Fernandez has a lot of control issues. A lot of walks for Fernandez. He joined Fresno last year for a little bit before being demoted back to the ACL to work on his control. And then they realized that he is ready again for Fresno, and he's back here with the Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch, and here's a chopper. This could be two. It's going to go 6-4-3, a double play, and Fernandez has a clean sixth inning. Fresno's bats coming up right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 8-1, as here's a line drive, a base hit to left field for Caleb Hobson, as he has his first hit of the game now, 1-for-3, with a walk, stolen base, and run scored. That was off Tom Reisinger for Fresno. That's their eighth hit of the game. They hold an 8-1 lead over the Stockton Ports. As here comes Nick Guile, who's 0-for-3. Nick Guile had a flyout in the third inning. As here comes the pitch from Reisinger to the third baseman. That is inside. Count of 1-ball and 0-strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 1-0 to Guile from Reisinger. A line drive to left. That ball is fouled off. Count at 1-ball and 1-strike as the Grizzlies trying to end the first half on a high note. Last year, Fresno won their final game of the first half in Modesto. And then they opened the second half with a big win, 16-4 last year at John Thurman Field. As Guile will take a pitch outside, count at 2-balls and 1-strike. Runner at first with no outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the 2-1 offering. As that is outside. And the count now at 3-balls and 1-strike. So 3-balls, 1-strike. And now Guile, he's in the driver's seat. Let's see if he can get a pitch to handle. One home run. That was last week against the Quakes. Here comes the 3-1, and Guile will take outside ball 4. Hobson will head over to second, and Guile, he draws the walk. That's the first walk for Reisinger by Ports pitching. And with runners at first and second and no outs, here comes Braylon Wimmer. 1-for-2, a double hit by pitch and a strikeout. He also has scored a run here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As you can hear the train in the background, Fresno has been steamrolling Stockton tonight. As here's a fly ball. That ball's hit well to center field. A long run, though, and it's caught on the run by Elliott. Hobson's speed, though, gets him to third. So now runners at the corners here with one out, and it brings up Felix Tena. So a fly ball to center. Great job for Elliott to get over and make the play. And now Tena, who is 2 for 3, an RBI single and 2 runs scored, will look to drive in a run. As Fresno looking to lengthen this 8-1 advantage. Here comes the pitch to Tena. And it is a liner up the middle and a base in the center. Tena has a 3-hit game and his second RBI single. 9-1 Grizzlies as Hobson comes home and Tena delivers again. He continues to pound the baseball. Guile gets to second as Hobson, the leadoff single, comes in to score. Second hit for Fresno in the inning. And Tena has 33% of Fresno's hits tonight. So now it's Brad Cumbis who has a 2-run homer. Runners at first and second with one out. As that is fouled off, counted 0-1. 9-1 Fresno. As they've continued to pound the baseball against Reisinger. 0-1 record, a 7.17 ERA. As Reisinger, runners at first and second, looks back the runner, Guile. Here comes the pitch to Cumbis. And a check swing, he didn't go around, count at 1-1. Chansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Cumbis will fly one foul, count at 1-2. And we thank Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Count at Cumbis at 1-2. As the Grizzlies lead 9-1. Runners at first and second with one out. Glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball. As Cumbis ground ball to third, and Rio will step on the bag, over to first, and that is a double play to end the inning. But Fresno, an RBI single from Felix Tena. It's all Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the seventh inning, 9-1 Fresno leads Stockton as Wardo Fernandez back out for another inning of work. Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike to Derek Salome, 1-2. He is the lone RBI for the Ports tonight. against Wardo Fernandez, who picked up a big double play in the top of the sixth. As here comes the pitch from Fernandez. Instead, he will step off the rubber. And now we have, I believe, a time call by the catcher, McCabe, and he will go talk to Fernandez instead of a pitch clock violation. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy, which means it's already in effect. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. As that pitch is inside, count at 1-0. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here comes the pitch from Fernandez outside. Count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As here comes the pitch from Fernandez, and Salome fouls it off, and now Fernandez looking for the punch out. Again, for more information on our clear bag policy, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. And Fernandez trying not to lose Salome here in the top of the seventh inning. And just like the soundbite, finish him right here for Fernandez. Here comes the pitch as he will come set around the face. And that is a ground ball fouled off. Looked like a slider there from Fernandez. The fastball, again, as we said, can register in the upper 90s. As he looks to strike out Salome. Salome, a very tough 9-hole hitter in this Ports lineup. Here comes the pitch once again. And it's a fly ball, this one to right center field. Hobson and Cruz both racing over, but Hobson makes the play as Cruz gives way. And that's the first out of the inning. Hobson went a long way for the out, as it will bring up the leadoff hitter in Clark Elliott for the first time. As he took over for Ryan Lasko. Now, earlier, we thought Lasko was being taken out of the game because of maybe a promotion or maybe there was a trade involved. No, it turns out Ryan Lasko was ejected after being called out on strikes in the previous half inning. He didn't realize he was ejected, went out to center, and then had to be told that he was actually ejected. Hence why he headed back to the dugout and then the locker rooms as quick as he did. As here comes the pitch to Elliott, and it's a high chopper to second. Racing in is Tucker, underhand toss to first in time. It goes 4-3 for the second out, and Fernandez so far so good for the righty in just his second appearance with the Grizzlies in 2024. Glad you could join us, though, for Thursday Night Baseball here on 790 ESPN. As the Grizzlies and the Ports battling it out. As here's a pitch swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Wardo Fernandez, the hard-throwing right-hander, wears number 10 on the back of his black jersey. Fresno 4-4 when wearing these jerseys. They won last night, though. Very superstitious team. Down to 1-1. Fresno, their best record among all their jerseys, 17-6 wearing their road grays. Here comes the pitch from Fernandez, and that is a called strike. And the count at 1-2. 97 glistening in there. As Fernandez now looking for the punch out. He will come set. Let's see if he can get 100 right here. Here comes the 1-2 to Beltran, and it's inside. Counted 2-2. Beltran 0-3 tonight. As Fernandez ready to go, and just like the fan said, do it again. Here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off as Beltran gives a souvenir for a lucky fan. 2-2. Fernandez a pitch away from a 1-2-3 inning. He's allowed just a hit so far in relief. Here comes the pitch, and a ground ball to third. It's going to be a tough play for Guile, but Guile showing off the range, and the throw is in time to end the inning. Eduardo Fernandez, two scoreless innings of relief. It's time to stretch here at Chancy Park. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Hope your stretch went okay as the Grizzlies lead 9-1 as Fajardo Cruz will take a pitch outside. Count of one ball and no strikes from the right-hander Tom Reisinger, who's back out for another inning of work. Reisinger, the righty, against the lefty and Cruz. Here's the pitch, and Cruz ground ball foul. Count now at one ball and one strike here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us as the Grizzlies all over the ports in the final game of the first half. Here comes the 1-1 to Cruz from Reisinger. It is a called strike. Count at 1-2. Cruz is 2-for-3, a 2-RBI single, and a run scored. He's had a great game so far tonight. Back-to-back multi-hit games for the right fielder. As the pitch to Cruz is low, and the count now at 2 balls. And 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes as Cruz looking to get on base once again. Reisinger will wind and deal, and that is low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reisinger, he is listed at 6'3", 215 pounds. He's from Pennsylvania, a 10th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2023. Here's the pitch, and Cruz takes it outside, ball four. He has reached base 3 times tonight, and that is the 5th walk for Ports pitching. As it brings up Jason Hinchman, 0-for-2, a walk and a run. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancy. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChancyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancy Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's inside. The count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jason Hinchman is now time called by the catcher in Franco. We thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Again, the ultimate party at Chuck Chancy. And make sure you check out what's going on at ChuckChancyGold.com. As the Grizzlies trying to take the first 2 of 3 games in this series, after losing Tuesday night, Fresno, big bounce back win yesterday. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and he flies one. That's to deep center field. That ball's hit well, and it is going to be a double, I believe. The umpires are motioning a ground rule double. Hinchman almost hit it out of there, but just landed, and it went over the fence for a ground rule double. That went a long way to right center field, and Cruz into third now. As Hinchman has a double, a ground rule double to be exact. And now runners at second and third with no outs, and it's Ben McCabe who's 0-for-3, reached on an error. Eighth double for Hinchman as the ball is hit to third, and the throw to first is in time. And it goes 5-3 as Riho makes the play, and nobody advances. McCabe now 0-for-4. So the first hit for Fresno in the inning, thanks to the double. They have three hits to Reisinger's line. Overall, the Grizzlies 10 hits tonight. As here's Tevin Tucker, runners at second and third still, and one out. Tucker 1-for-3 with a 2-RBI single. Here comes the pitch, and it is low, count at 1-0. Back to that Hinchman double, though. That ball was a rocket to right center. And the umpires putting their hands up. We were waiting for the signal on the ball as it looked like it split the gaps. And then the ball did a nice little bounce over the wall. As here's a liner to center field. This should score Cruz. Catch is made. And now the runner from third and Cruz will score. A sacrifice fly. And Tevin Tucker has 3 RBI tonight. And the Grizzlies have hit 10 runs. And just like that, a 9-run advantage. A sacrifice fly to center field for Tucker. This will score Cruz. Hinchman stays put at second. Second run scored by Fadrio Cruz. Run allowed by Reisinger is second of the game. So now two outs, runner at second for Caleb Hobson. 1-for-3, a single walk and 2 runs scored. He also has a stolen base. As he'll take a called strike, count at 0-1. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Friday Night Baseball. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it's outside. Count of 1-1. Here on June 20th. The Fresno Grizzlies 37-27, looking for their 38th win here in the first half. As that's inside of Hobson, counted 2-2. This Grizzlies team will finish with the second best record in the California League in the first half, and yet do not make it to the postseason as Modesto won the North Division. On the other side, Lake Elsinore won the South Division. As here is a high pop-up, and with two outs, Hinchman is going, and it will be caught by the shortstop, Salome, battling the lights, and that ends the inning. But a double with Hinchman. Cruz had a walk. He scores on the sacrifice fly from Tucker. 10-1 Grizzlies. We head to the eighth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 10-1. Fresno leads Stockton as Stu Flesland III will take over. As here's a ground ball to third, and Nick Guile will make the play. Guile was more at the shortstop position when he fielded that ball. It goes 5-3, and Schofield Sam is retired. So one out now as it brings up the right fielder Nate Nankill against the tough lefty in Stu Flesland III. He takes over for Wardo Fernandez, who worked two clean innings, allowed just one hit in his line of work. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike from Flesland III, and the count at 0-1. Stu Flesland III, the former Washington Husky, drafted in the 11th round by the Rockies in 2023. As there is a called strike quickly, 0-2. Flesland III, 6'5", 207 pounds. 23 years old, born in Spokane, Washington. 19th game of the season, a 1-1 record, a 4.10 ERA. Here comes the 0-2. It swung on and missed. And Nankill down on strikes. And for Flesland III, that is his first strikeout and second out of the inning. And with two away, here comes catcher Carlos Franco, 1-for-3 with a single. As we have tonight's attendance, 1,964. 1964. As here comes the pitch from Flesland III, outside, count at 1-0. So Stu Flesland III takes over. Nice crowd on hand, just under 2,000. As here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count at 1-1. And the reason why I say it's a nice crowd, they've been energetic all evening, and they have seen a great offensive display tonight. Fresno 10, Stockton 1. The Grizzlies scored 8 runs within the first 3 innings. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike, and the count now at 1-2. Flesland III. His big issue coming into this season was being able to throw strikes with that funky delivery. But so far, so good. Here comes the 1-2 from the lefty. And it is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And you could tell Franco wanted that pitch as his momentum brought him across the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Flesland III already faced the only lefty in the first 3 batters that he will see, as here's a line drive to left center. That ball was hit well, a long run, and it will be caught by the center fielder Hobson to end the inning. A 1-2-3 eighth. Let's go run some more bats right after this. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 10-1 Grizzlies.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 10-1. Fresno leads Stockton as Nick Guile flies one out to left center field, and it will be caught by the left fielder in Beltran to lead things off. So Guile is retired for the first out, as here comes the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 1-for-3, a double hit by pitch and a run scored. As here comes the offering from Reisinger. Winds and deals, and that swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue, and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. And we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. I'm enjoying a nice chicken sandwich tonight as the Grizzlies lead 10-1. Again, a big thank you to Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. Here's a liner and a one bouncer, and it gets in a right field, a base hit. It finds green grass, and it's a one out single for Wimmer, and he has a two hit night, has reached base three times. And the Grizzlies continue to pound the baseball, now 11 hits. As here comes Felix Tena. Tena 3-for-4, three singles, two RBI, and two runs. What can't Felix Tena do? As here comes the pitch with Wimmer at first, and it is a called strike, count at 0-1. Felix Tena, a very, very good hitter of recent, coming into tonight's game was just batting .222, but his recent surge over the past month has lengthened his average, as here's a foul ball. Counted no balls and two strikes. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. 10-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As Tena looking to get on base once again. Wimmer leads from first. Reisinger will come set around the belt, and here comes the pitch. And it's a ground ball to second, and it goes 4-6-3, and not in time as Tena beat out the possible double play. So Tena and Wimmer will switch places. A fielder's choice. It goes 4-6 for the second out. And now Brad Cumbis to the plate. Cumbis 1-for-3, a two-run homer, a walk, and two runs scored in the game. He's had a great night in his second game with the Grizzlies. Brad Cumbis, as here's the pitch from Reisinger. No action in either bullpen, by the way. As that's a check swing on a slider, he did go around, count it 0-1. So count now, no balls in one strike. Tena leads from first. Here comes the pitch, and it is low. Count it 1-1. Back to Felix Tena, though. Tena has technically reached base in every at-bat, but a pair of fielder's choices count as out, so he's 3-for-5 tonight. As here comes the pitch, and that is outside. And the count now at 2-2 to Cumbis. Where's the number 15 on his black uniform? Showing his socks as the pant legs are up a little bit. Here comes the 2-1 to Cumbis, and it is outside. 3-3. Reisinger trying to find the strike zone, and once again, Cumbis and the pitcher has to have a perfect pitch right here towards him. Three balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch, and Combes fly ball to right. It goes foul, 3-2. Got the pitch he wanted and sailed it to the right side. So three balls, two strikes. Fresno 10, Stockton 1 here in the bottom of the eighth. Stay tuned for the postgame show. The Grizzlies 3 outs away from a Thursday night win. There goes the runner as Combes, and he fouls it off, and it goes off the catcher, Franco, who is down in a heap at the plate. And I wonder if it caught him in a bad spot. Oh, man. Never a fun moment as here comes the athletic trainer. Franco is still down. 5'10", 198 pounds. The Venezuelan will be checked by the athletic trainer and Adriana Merrick. And hopefully he's okay. While we have a quick break in the action, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As he got hit in the wrong spot. We just saw the replay right now, and that is why he is down. He probably lost a lot of air on that. That is not fun to get hit right there. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. They're still checking on the catcher, Franco. He was hit in a very tough spot. As he will stay in the game, he is up. And he probably lost his breath a little bit as the athletic trainer checking on him. He's still crouched down, as I know that does not feel good. Brad Combes fouling off that pitch towards Franco. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Again, we're on 790 ESPN. A big thank you to Jorge back in the studios. As the count remains at three balls, two strikes. They're on June 20th. Here comes the 3-2 once again as Tanna will take off towards second. And it is a foul ball just to the right of us. So last night we almost had a ball come into the booth here. And I was telling a couple people pregame that I was ready to catch the ball, but I'm more worried about any of the electronics up here getting injured. If I get one to the face, it is what it is. As here comes the pitch to Brad Combes, and he will ground one to short. Up with it is the shortstop, Salome, over to first, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies, they lead 10-1 as we head to the ninth. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 10-1. Fresno leads Stockton. Stu Flezin III back out for another inning of work. He had a 1-2-3 top of the eighth. Miles Naylor will lead things off, 1-for-3, a single and a run scored. As the first pitch is lined to right field, and Cruz dives, and he makes an unbelievable play! Fadrio Cruz not only has he reached base three times, he now makes a great catch, and look at that smile for the first out. What a play from Cruz, and just like that, one pitch and one out. Second time we've seen Cruz lay out for a ball in this series. What a play from Cruz. Great slow-mo as well from our back-end system. Great job, production team, as there's a called strike count at 0-1. Big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast as well. Counting no balls and a strike as it is Elvis Rio as he will ground one to short. Wimmer is there. The throw to first is low, and the scoop by Hinchman is in time. It goes 6-3, and there are two outs. And now with one out away, Jose Escorche, 0-for-2 of the walk, will stride to the dish. And Fresno, if they hold on, will have their largest margin of victory this season. They won 9-0 at Banner Island Ballpark earlier this year against these Ports. The Grizzlies lead 10-1. And this has been almost a complete game in terms of all aspects for Fresno. As here's a foul ball, counted no balls and a strike. We also want to thank our partners as well for tonight's game, Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion. We also want to thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, and of course, that clearback policy now in effect here at Cherchancy Park. A big thank you to all of our partners tonight. As here comes the 0-2 from Fleslin the third. Line drive, base hit to center, and this game will last at least one more batter as Escorche has a two-out single. That is the eighth hit for the Ports as it brings up Derek Salome, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Stu Fleslin the third on the bump trying to finish up this game. Fleslin the third has made one spot start this year. Overall, though, he's made 19 appearances. A 1-1 record, a 4.10 ERA. There's a called strike count at 0-1 from the lefty who literally grew up down the road from where our high-A affiliate, the Spokane Indians, play. As here comes the 0-1, and it's a line drive out to center field. Hobson racing over, and he will make the catch on the run. This Grizzlies defense, what a night, and Fresno, a 10-1 win. What an exclamation point to end the first half. The Grizzlies, some momentum as the second half starts tomorrow. 10-1 our final. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's big win as your Fresno Grizzlies end the first half on an exclamation point, a 10-1 win over the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies finish the first half 38-27, Stockton 26-38. Fresno, 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Stockton, 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Austin Emener, now 1-4. His first professional win. The loss to Jefferson Jean, now 0-5. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,964. Let's go through the scoring plays and a lot for your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies scoring 8 runs in the first 3 innings, and it started with a 3-run bottom of the first. Felix Tena doing Felix Tena things, an RBI single to right field scored Caleb Hobson, who started the game with a leadoff walk. 1-0 Fresno, but then Tena, he scored on a Brad Cumbis 2-run shot to center field. Cumbis' first home run in his second game with the Grizzlies, 3-0 Fresno. But the Grizzlies roared for 5 more runs as they brought 10 batters to the dish in the third inning. Fajio Cruz had a 2-RBI single. He continued to dominate in this game. At that point, he was 2-for-2. Then Ben McCabe reached on a fielding error by Jose Escorche. 6-0 Grizzlies. Tevin Tucker, he rounded out the scoring with a 2-RBI single. 8-0 Fresno. In the fourth inning, though, the Ports scored their lone run. Derek Salome, an RBI single. Salome, plenty of chances to pick up some RBI. He had 1 RBI in tonight's game. But the Grizzlies, they said, all right, we're done with that. 2 more runs in the sixth inning. It was a Felix Tena RBI single and a Tevin Tucker sacrifice fly. So Fresno, they had that home run, but a lot of singles and productive plays tonight. 6-for-18 with runners in scoring position, which leads us to the offense where Fresno did a little bit of everything. They had 8 of their 9 batters reach base in some capacity. Now, technically, all 9 reached base, but 1 reached via air. So, therefore, they did not all reach base successfully. The Grizzlies had 3 hits from Felix Tena. He had 2 RBI and 2 runs. Brad Cumbis, his first homer of the season, 2 RBI and 2 runs. Fajio Cruz, he had 2 hits, 2 RBI and 2 runs as well. Caleb Hobson, he reached base 2 times. He scored a pair of runs. Double for Braylon Wimmer and Jason Hinchman. The Grizzlies were all over the place offensively. On the other side, the Ports, they only had 8 total hits, a triple from TJ Schofield Sam, the lone RBI from Derek Salome at the bottom of the lineup, 2 hits for Elvis Rijo. Besides that, Stockton's offense was cold once again. Let's go to the pitching side of things now, where the Grizzlies, Austin Emener picked up his first professional win, 5 innings of work, 1 run allowed on 6 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 6 batters. Emener was fantastic. He had 5 punch outs in the first 3 innings of work. Waldo Fernandez in his just second game in 2024 with Fresno, he looked electric. 2 clean innings, allowed just 1 hit. And then Stu Flezen III wrapping up the contest with 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit, and 1 punch out. For the Stockton Ports, their pitching didn't go as well. It was Jefferson Jean, 2 1/3 innings. He allowed 8 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 3 strikeouts. He allowed the home run to Brad Cumbis. Left-hander Diego Barrera, he continued to have a nice season. 1 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 punchouts for Barrera. He was a nice spot for the Ports this evening. And then Tom Reisinger in a piggyback role, 4 innings of relief, 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, and no Ks. So your Grizzlies, nice way to end the first half, and now some momentum to start on the right paw. Yesterday, they had a great win. Tonight, a great win. And now, with 2 wins in a row, they will start the second half tomorrow for Friday Night Baseball, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. A pair of right-handers expected in tomorrow's matchup. The Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney, who joined us on the pregame show this morning. Mahoney, a 3-4 record, a 3.67 ERA for the Rockies' number 19 overall prospect. And it's Jack Mahoney and then Jackson Finley, the right-hander for Stockton, an 0-4 record, a 6.21 ERA. Finley was the Ports' opening day starter. So a great pitching matchup. It'll be Jackson versus Jack for Friday Night Baseball to open up the second half as the Grizzlies, they're looking to reach the postseason for the first time since 2022. A big thank you to ESPN 790 for putting us on tonight. A big thank you to you as well, the fans, for however you tuned in and wherever you were tuning in. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Thursday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.